I'm joined now in the studio by Kate Lochte and Lindsay Harlan, Executive Director of Casa by the Lakes.
And all I can say to open this interview is, arg! You might want to put that in context.
You have your pirate sound down pat. Now let's figure out what ninjas sound like. I'm not really sure there. But Casa by the Lakes is excited to announce we'll be hosting our annual fun run on September 28th at Kentucky Dam Village State Park. And this year's theme is Pirates versus Ninjas.
Which means everyone involved has to be in costume.
We encourage it. We highly encourage it. But if you don't want to come in costume, we understand. But I think you'll regret it at the end of the day if you don't.
Now, did you tell me you stopped traffic last year?
We did. Last year we did superheroes versus zombies, and some of the vehicles traveling the dam kind of slowed down and stopped to see what was going on. So this year we hope to stop traffic again.
Who won last year?
It was by a landslide. The superheroes took the competition. So this year it could go either way, zombies or ninjas. We're not real sure who's going to win this battle.
Now, you've already said you're going to be a ninja turtle, but maybe that will sway the... Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, well, I won't count myself as a ninja, but I have a big thing for Leonardo, the blue ninja turtle, so, you know.
And Matt, you would be what?
I might have to be ninja just so we can battle it out.
Well, I think you know where my heart is. Arrgh! The money for this is for some really important work that Casa by the Lakes conducts in our communities. And I was surprised. I encourage each of you to go to Casa by the Lakes website and see a 2.5-minute video about the breadth of services, well, not of services, but of situations that you deal with. Explain.
Absolutely. The children in our program are assigned to us by the court, and they have open dependency, abuse, and neglect cases. And it can be something as simple as an out-of-control child, to a child who has educational neglect, to a child who has been sexually or physically assaulted by a relative or a caretaker. So our children run the gamut of all types of abuse. Some of them go hungry at night. Some of them don't have a safe place to sleep. So we work with all of these children in our community to help them overcome these obstacles.
And the video makes it even simpler than that. Mm-hmm. It's a kid who may not have had a permanent home for a while and is in a new school in shorter intervals of time. Mm-hmm. So the kid doesn't know anybody in school, is hungry, doesn't have a place to sleep, and is somehow muddling through life.
Right. Sometimes children fall through the system, and we are there to help catch those kids. We're there to help them experience successes. Maybe they just need help tutoring. Maybe they need a parent to learn some more parenting skills, and that's what the parent needs to go do, is take a parenting class. Or maybe nutrition is an issue in the family, and the parent just simply doesn't know how to cook a healthy meal. So we can ask for services for these families, and they run the gamut from those small classes to having a parent go to rehab for an extended amount of time. Depending on what the speed bumps these families face, we can help recommend services to the court to help get these children home in a faster time frame.
Okay, let's go back, framing the purpose for mm-hmm. the fun run. Mm-hmm. There's also a chili challenge involved. Let's just do the business so mm-hmm. that we make sure that all of you know what you're getting into when you dress up as a ninja or as a pirate.
You will be taking place in the most fun approximate 5K you can imagine. It's almost a mile and a half across the dam and almost a mile and a half back, so it's not quite a 5K, but we're not timing the event. It's all about family fun. So dress your entire family up, your fraternity, your sorority, your club, your church, whoever it is, pick a theme, come out to the dam with us. Registration starts at 9:30 on September 28th. The run actually will start at 10:30, so you'll have plenty of time to warm up, hang out, take pictures, and then we're just all going to walk across the dam together and kind of show that we are banding together against child abuse. And what's really cool about this, I've walked this course 3 or 4 times now. It is the most spectacular view on a beautiful, clear Saturday morning. So bring your cameras, bring your friends, bring your family, and dress in a costume. And then immediately following this at noon, we'll go over to the Lakeview Pavilion, and we'll have a bowl of chili together. And if you're interested in registering your chili, you can call our office at 761-0164, and we will send you a registration form.
Registering your chili. Mm-hmm. So this is a chili competition.
It is. So if you don't want to run and walk, but you'd rather cook for the masses, prepare a couple of crock pots full of chili, and see if you can win. The past couple of winners, the Jonathan Chili Chicks, they've won, I think, 3 years in a row. So we need somebody who's got some really good chili to come in and give them some competition.
Is there so what's the money involved? Where do we pay an entry fee? What do we do here?
Well, for the walk run, you can register for $8 in advance by calling our office, or it's $10 at the event. If you have a group of four or more, we offer an even better discount. So there's a perk in bringing your entire extended family, third, fourth, fifth cousins. We welcome that. And then for the chili challenge, it's $25 per team, and your team can have an unlimited number of people preparing your chili.
The chili challenge has the potential to be massive.
It does. So we really need a lot of teams out there. I think we had 12 teams compete last year. We'd love to get 15 or 20 even. If you're available that day and can make a mean pot of chili, bring it out.
And you don't have to cook on site.
No. We ask that you actually do
so
it
you can
ahead
cheat.
Of time. Yeah, you can do it ahead of time, even the night before.
I didn't say that.
I ignored you. just prepare it ahead of time and bring your crock pots out. You'll just need to bring your extension cords and your ladles with you. But we provide the bowls and the spoons and the napkins and all that sort of thing.
Excellent. So we're going to jump back into, okay, why would you do all this, even though it just sounds like fun on the last Saturday in September? You're doing it because the CASA organization needs money.
We do. We do not receive any local, state, or federal funding. We are funded solely through grants and individual donations. We are lucky enough to receive a federal grant right now, but those can go away at any time. So we can't depend on that from year to year. Of course, fingers crossed that we do get it renewed. But you never know with federal and state dollars how they're going to fall each year. So we have to be able to fund our program completely on our own. And that pays for staff, that pays for training materials, that pays for all sorts of things that we need to make sure our organization runs effectively.
Did I read that it costs about $420 a kid to be of service to that child?
It does. That number fluctuates from year to year with the cost of living. Our volunteers are required by the National CASA organization to participate in monthly training sessions. They have to have a 30-hour training session up front. That's cost of materials. That's office supplies that we need to be able to ensure that our volunteers are trained effectively. And we do have the best volunteers in the whole two-county area. We cover Callaway and Marshall. They are so dedicated to the children they serve. And I want to take a time to say thank you to those individuals who give just a few hours a month to the children in our program.
But these volunteers are dealing with really sensitive situations.
They are. They are dealing with these children who have directly faced these things. And what I tell my volunteers is these children lived it. The least we can do is talk about it. We can help them overcome this obstacle and grow up to be thriving citizens in our community.
Say that again.
We can help these individuals grow up to be thriving citizens in our community.
Not that part.
Oh.
What is it that you said? These children lived this. The least we can do is talk about it.
Yes, ma'am. The least we can do is talk about it. And last year, over 500 dependency, abuse, and neglect cases were filed in Callaway and Marshall County.
Again?
Over 500. So these are children who are in the schools with our own children. They're in our churches. They're in our neighborhoods. And I can tell you, I have worked in every neighborhood and community in Callaway and Marshall counties. No one is immune to this epidemic. And it's really serious, and it's time that we all step forward and talk about it, whether it's, telling your neighbors about the CASA program, or talking to your children's teachers and seeing if there's anything you can do, or dressing like a pirate and ninja and coming out and saying, I don't think this is okay, but I'm willing to bring my family, and we're going to stand with the CASA organization against child abuse.
There you go. September 28th. Kentucky Dam.
Kentucky Dam. It's in Gilbertsville. A little bit of a drive, but that's okay because I can promise you, you will have more fun that day than you've had all year.
And it is probably your only opportunity to get to see what it really looks like instead of speeding past.
Absolutely. And in a costume. What's better than that?
Lindsay Harlan, thank you very much.
Thank you.